Star date, 5th July 2009. Time, 10:29:30. Spent the good part of this morning waking up, heading out early to spot coffee to get started on my writing. Before I knew it, had lunch and all that all there, and it was 3 p.m. already, and I decided to just take a break and just head back first. Realizing that I couldn't get much writing done back home, I headed out once again, got some dinner at First Saigon. Was it First Saigon? Yeah. And then went to Starbucks to, you know, get more coffee and to actually sit down and try and concentrate on writing again. I think I spent more time editing than actually writing because I just want to make all these points flow and all these bits of information that's all about Chinese media policy versus, let's say, internet policy and so on. Trying to make it all work together. Anyway, when I was ordering coffee, I ordered a coffee frappuccino for some reason. I experienced what I would call a real-life pop-up ad. Because when I was ordering the coffee and the receipt came out, the barista or the cashier said, hey, look, looks like you've qualified for a survey, and if you were to take it, you know, it's on the receipt. If you take it, you know, you stand to, you know, I don't know, win prizes or whatever. And I gave her that look that, you know, I kind of knew that this was the kind of thing that gets printed on every receipt. And so before she could even finishing her line, she kind of said, you know, that kind of spiel. Like, she knows that I've heard it many times before. And I think to myself, you know, it's so bizarre that we have this situation where we have a face-to-face going on. And instead of talking to me, explaining, you know, how this survey could benefit both parties or, you know, or help each other out and all that, Starbucks probably had a script and opted, you know, the baristas or the cashiers to, you know, speak to customers in a more surprised manner, which, you know, is very disingenuous. Yeah, disingenuous. So that's kind of bizarre. I mean, we see that online and it's understandable because there's a bit of the distance and anonymity there. And so there's a hard sell kind of thing that has been transferred down from print and advertising media where you can't really feed back to the person. So the language tends to be, you know, a hard sell. And here we have a situation where social media tends to be two-way. So you expect that, you know, for a person to respond to that, there ought to be a bit more intelligence behind it. There's a high expectation to it. And so it's kind of sad that in real life meet space setting, we have this happening, and I don't know, it's just very scary and worrying that, you know, we've retrograded in terms of our relationship with one another, taking the cues that we see online in print and so on, and then mediating that behavior back into the real life. That shouldn't be the way. We know about things like efficiency and so on, that to communicate a point in a uniformity in such a way that it's very efficient. Unfortunately, this sort of thing just doesn't seem to work. Unless we are dealing with Android baristas in the future, that's, you know, somewhat understandable. But these are human beings. We need to be more personal in that sense. Unless we forget that, then we're just cogs in a machine, which is very sad because it's a choice that we get to make. The job might not be a choice, but what we say, how we behave, what we choose to do within these spaces, these confines, is entirely up to us. Anyway, I know that was a long rant, but I just thought that this creeping of